Start the show.
Two bears, one cave. Speaking of hot and looking good. He's Bert Kreischer. I'm Tom Segura.
Let's just put the pedal to the metal and go. This is a perfect way to start off this show. 12 years in the making. It's gonna be a fucking shit show.
Everyone's gonna hate us. 100%.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silence.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I mean, some prefer Black American. They don't go with
Podcasting with Segura. Fucking asshole. By the way, I looked at you like, what were you going to say?
First and foremost.
By the way, I gotta give a shout out to a guy that I should not deserve a shout out.
Who?
This guy hits me up the other day. I'm not gonna say any names, but this guy hits me up and he goes, "Hey man, I know that racist stuff bothers you. And I know you're trying to get it to stop." And I went, and then he wrote, he goes, "If that's the case, man, as a fan, you have to unfollow me." And I went, "What an odd thing to say." And then I checked out obviously if anyone tweets anything nice about me, a lot of times I'll just follow them and then just go, thanks man, or whatever. And so I go to his website and it is, his Twitter is just all white national racist shit. Like, he's a legit fucking racist. And he goes, "You gotta unfollow me, man. I'm just giving you a heads up. I'm looking out for you as a fan." And I was like, motherfucker. Fucking, like, I literally was like, I unfollowed him and I was like, God damn it.
So you were following.
He wrote something nice about my stand up and I just went fucking follow.
He's like, "One of my fellow brothers doing it right."
Hey man, don't give you a heads up. If you gone trying to get rid of this racist shit, you got to stop talking to me now. All right.
Woo.
God damn it. And then, and then I started going like, I should probably go through everyone's Twitter is amazing. Like, it's amazing. It's such a great sounding board for reality.
Yeah.
Watching The Last Dance, Karl Malone comes into the bus.
Yeah.
Starts fucking shaking with hands with everyone after they just lost the championship.
Yep.
Shirt tucked in. Michael, great job. Gives him a hug.
He's such a dork, right?
I wrote, Karl Malone is a class act.
That's it.
That's all I wrote. Twitter lit me the fuck up.
Apparently, you didn't know all the details.
I did not know any details at all about who he was at all. And also, I spelled it with a C-A-R-L.
Oh, my God. What did you learn about Karl Malone?
I'm going to always say allegedly in this because I'm just going off of Twitter.
I'm surprised that you know that word, but yes, stick to it.
Twitter, by the way, shout out to fucking Red Bull. Red Bull sent me a care package of all different Red Bulls and a bottle of vodka. Just sent it to me.
Hmm.
Fucking like, hey man, if you need some help falling off the wagon.
How many days in a row are you sober now?
I'm a lot still. But,
really?
Yeah. But I stopped counting.
Is that regular Red Bull or is that like a special?
This is a sugar-free. It's only got 15 calories in it. But I am going nuts on fucking Red Bull lately.
You are?
I miss it so much.
I love when you get a new habit.
By the way, less than 6 indoor showers this year.
That's
less than 6 this quarantine.
Nobody, by the way, no one who shares that stat usually shares it.
I'm an outdoor shower guy. I'm a cold shower. I quantified it as hot showers the other day.
Yeah.
And Georgia goes, "They're all hot showers, Dad." And I go, "Not the way your dad takes them. Take them in the hose. Take them in the outdoor shower."
You like a cold shower?
I love a cold shower.
But
it gets shit done.
Do you feel like if you're a cold going into it, you can still do that? Or you like to be hot and then take a cold
shower? No. I can go cold going into it. Here's the thing I don't like about showers. I don't like getting into the shower and then sitting there and going, I could not leave here forever.
What? That's the best part.
I know, but then it kind of depresses me.
Really?
Yeah. And so I just
go. So you really use it for a wake up.
Oh, yeah. I get
it. You know what else will wake you up?
What?
A McLaren 720S with the top down doing a 150 on the freeway.
We have so much to talk to. Write down Karl Malone.
Yeah,
write
down. Oh, wait, I want to give this before I forget. We ended last week's episode talking about.
I have so much to
talk
about.
All-time teams we disrespected. I did. I left out Alabama. So out of respect, I got an Alabama football shirt just to wear for the episode today because they should definitely be in the top five.
By the way, and I got to give a shout out to burpurt.com. New merch. Whiskey cock Glock dog.
I like it.
Fucking, yeah, right? I love it. Yep. We sold a ton of them already. So get one at burpurt.com. New cups, new everything. And then Warren Sapp.
While you're
back
at it, by the
God,
way.
This is such an exciting episode.
There's a whole bunch of new Two Bear stuff. The fucking hats, they were supposed to be here. I followed up, and they said that this COVID shit has disrupted everything. So it delayed that, too.
You're saying that to the guy that's starting a flip-flop line. We have 100 boxes of flip-flops sitting in quarantine. These are on pre-sale already. And we're waiting for them to get out of quarantine.
The hat thing people don't really, it's not like most merch. Where it's a design, we partnered with New Era. They partnered with like MLB. And we have a legit sports franchise hat. And yeah, they're like, we don't know. I think this is delaying everything.
We're the same thing with flip flops.
Where is the quarantine? Where are they sitting right now?
I think they're in China. We were supposed to go on pre-sale last week. Free water. I have a flip-flop called the Dylan. I brought back the Dylan. I started a campaign to bring these fucking...
This is now turning... This sounds like an infomercial where like guys are like, let me tell you something else. The flip-flops are great. The hats are coming. All right. So let's switch.
So I started these flip-flops and they're sitting in quarantine. They're on pre-sale now. I think... I don't know. I guess go to free water, get the Dylan. But I you know what it was? It was like this quarantine will teach you a lesson of don't live outside your budget. Like literally there's no reason you don't need the bigger, better thing. Like last night I was gonna buy an iPad and I was like, you know what, fuck it. I don't know what's happening tomorrow.
Right.
And like
didn't you start construction on the new house?
Started construction.
You're like, I'm not gonna get an iPad, but I'll build a house.
Do you wanna know what they just said to me the other day?
What?
With a straight face, they said, so I noticed you're changing a lot of things about the house that you didn't initially wanted. We wanted to move the pool. We're not gonna do that anymore.
Telling them like make adjustments to the design.
Yeah, because it's like all the things where you go, fuck it, whatever, dream house. Now you start going, we just need something to live in. Like we just need a house where people don't know the address. That's it, technically. And so someone said to me with a straight face, are you still building a moat? And I went, yeah, we're going to pass on the moat. That was a tremendous waste of money.
You had built a moat? You had a moat design?
I was going to build a moat. Yeah. It's fucking badass.
It's pretty cool.
Koi pond, little bridge going to drive over.
Do it.
Oh, maybe. Maybe if this drive-in movie theater tour works out.
Yeah. That's really cool.
Yeah, we haven't announced it yet, but yeah. You guys, don't hold your breath. Hold your breath. It's happening.
Hold your breath.
Next week. I'll announce it next week, probably.
Details.
Big tour coming.
You're the first guy doing this.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hey, let's get to all the things we want to talk about.
Okay. Wait. Can we call Warren Sapp again?
Yeah, I don't know. You read his, like...
Did you text?
I did.
Let me see.
This is the last one right here. Okay. By the way, tell me if I don't look like a psycho with all the blue sent to him.
Let me see.
Okay. Just read it like him.
Wait, so also, this is you. What up, homie? The hell? We were arguing about... No, that's cool.
Okay.
Can I send another thing now?
Yeah, text him and say, hey, we're on. No, 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 no. What, am I fucking crazy?
What?
Oh, no way am I going to let you text anything.
What did I do?
Are you fucking kidding me? I just dodged a fucking bullet. Have you ever seen those videos of the woman walking with a stroller in Russia and the train walked right by her? Can I text him? Yeah.
Okay, look what I was writing. Can we give you a shout?
Okay. You can imagine how horrifically wrong this would have been.
Yeah. If what?
if I just said, yeah, yeah, text Warren Sapp, just and you just were like, hey, man.
If you had to blow one of your teammates, who would it have been? Derek Brooks? Or
what were you going to say?
Can we give you a shout and while we're recording?
You gotta talk like you want to hear it, you know? You don't have a lot of black friends. Hang on. Yo, homie. No, I'm kidding.
What are you writing?
We're recording now.
Just write, finish whatever you write, then just finish. You know what I'm saying?
Feel free to give me a call.
You know what I'm saying? Dog.
Stop. You're talking and it's voice texting.
Yeah, I'm trying to help you.
No. You know what I'm saying, dog? It just said, feel free to give me a call. You know what I'm saying, dog?
Please send that.
No fucking way.
He'll be like, the fuck are you talking to me like that? Please let me text.
No
him.
Way.
Come on.
That is a fun. I got found a new party game. Yeah. Switch phones with your friends and have them text. This is just for white people. You just have them text opposing black people and go, all right, here we go. This is how we test out front.
What'd you write?
We're recording now. Feel free to give us a call.
You're asking him to give you a call?
Yeah, then the ball's in his court. No. By the way, this is why I never fucked a lot of chicks. So you think?
No, if it's sent, it's sent. You can't.
I haven't sent it. We're recording now.
Just say, can we give you a call?
And then he just writes, no.
He said no?
No, but then what if he does? Then I feel like.
Oh, then that's fine. Just, you know the answer.
Can we give you a call?
You know what I'm saying?
Stop! I'm fucking voice texting. All right, sent.
All right,
sent,
let me
sent,
let
sent.
Me do no, me a favor. No, no, wait, one no. thing. Let me DM or text a black friend of
no,
yours.
No fucking way.
Donald. Why?
No. Because I know because it doesn't. It's not. Now, let's change subjects and talk about Carl Malone.
Okay. So what did you learn about Carl?
I learned number one. The first thing I got is a lot of text of a video of I guess someone played him in blackface.
Someone played against him in blackface?
No. Someone did. Oh, what was the?
Oh, I know what it is. Yeah. I know what you're talking about. Who used to do an impression of him? Kimmel?
Yeah, he used to do an impression. Someone... So I got lit up with those. Like,
but wait a minute. That's not.
I have no idea. It was like anything you say about Carl Malone, then all of a sudden that came up, which I don't even want to put. Don't even put that on screen because I feel like that was acceptable when it happened. No one lit him up, but now people light him up, and it's like kind of, I don't know. Yeah. I'm not standing up for blackface, that is actually pretty blackface-y, though. That is like I'm not calling out Jimmy Kimmel.
It doesn't look like a spray tan. I'll give you that.
It doesn't look like a spray. Wait, can I just watch the video of this? Does he talk? He definitely talks like a black guy
in
this.
Yeah, he talks like Carl Malone. Carl Malone's like real country, you know? Like, he making that crazy NBA money. He bought an 18-wheeler. Like what you see, you know, he's like, I just want to drive a big 18-wheeler.
He tucked his shirt in. What a weirdo.
It was so
he was odd. A good looking dude though.
Big dude, strange.
Had a child with a 13-year-old.
Okay.
When he was a sophomore in college. That was the most problematic. Now my all of a sudden class act thing.
And you mentioned earlier, you said allegedly this happened.
Allegedly. I said all this allegedly. I think that's actually fucking, but allegedly. Allegedly she was 13. I don't know. I wasn't there. But I think when you do the math of her, how old her, like I think when he was playing in the NBA, he had a 20-year-old son. all I know is his son goes to a different college, but this is allegedly Carl Malone. This is what the internet told me.
He was a terrifying player. I mean, like, as far as a physical specimen, there was nobody that could move like that, that was that big and that strong.
Dude, can I tell you, man? Have you seen how yoked Shaq is lately?
Yes.
Shaq's arms are fucking ridiculous.
He's been working. He got out of shape, and then he went hardcore in the other direction.
If you could be best friends with any pro football player,
mm-hmm.
who would it be? Like,
Any pro football
player? Oh, no, I'm sorry. Any pro athlete. Any pro athlete, you could just be friends with them. Michael Jordan would be a good one to be friends with. Shaq would be just fun as fuck.
Well, he'd be way fun.
Can I tell you?
Why do you think Jordan would be good to be friends with? Just because he's an icon?
No, I have a feeling he has no... I have a feeling he's the kind of guy you can go like, we should do this. And he's like, yeah, let's fucking do it.
You think so?
Oh, did you watch
him? I would think that Shaq's more like that.
For real?
Yeah. Because he'd like to have a good time. I mean, he will DJ at a festival. And
yeah, Shaq does seem to have a good time.
He's always
no disrespect, but there's a lot of guys would never want to be friends with.
Of course.
Like the ones that take things way too seriously.
Yeah.
But Jordan didn't feel like that. Like he was like...
Jordan is pretty, like, for who he is and what he accomplished, like, at least in the doc series, you go like, that seems like a pretty reasonable personality to have you're iconic.
Not at all.
You don't think he is?
He woke up before the finals, had two beers, played the piano, smoked a cigar, and then went and played. I cannot have two beers and then go do anything.
No, I'm saying his personality important. In The Last Dance, you go, you don't go like, this guy is a dick or this guy is too full of himself. Like, he seems reasonable enough for who he is.
But now everyone's coming out. Like, Scottie Pippen said he's pissed off at the way he was portrayed. Gary Payton said he was pissed off at the way he was portrayed. Like, everyone's angry at the way they were portrayed.
I know Horace Grant's upset.
Horace Grant's really upset. Yeah. He's like, I didn't snitch. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah, and they said that the doc portrayed Michael more than the Bulls as a team. And it's like, of course.
Yeah, by the way, that's who we went and to go see.
Yeah, that's who everyone was looking to see. And by the way, you wouldn't have any of the, like, he is the reason the whole team was elevated. I mean, it is a team, but come on. Of course it's
funny
be.
To see Rodman just be a regular guy in the background.
You mean like in the footage or like in the interview?
In the footage, just to see like...
Oh, him just hanging back?
Like him just in like, he seems to be a big sweatpants guy.
Yeah.
But like him just in like pajama pants walking around the locker room, mm-hmm. not being a lunatic, just being a regular person.
They had a cool Rodman storyline in the Last Dance. You know, like when he was fucking off and they're like, where is he? And I like when Jordan told the story, he's like, Rodman said he needed a break and he told Phil Jackson and Jordan. Jordan's like, you can't give this guy a break. Like, he'll never come back. And Phil Jackson's like, go ahead, take a little break.
Go
to Vegas.
I would do that in a heartbeat where, like, he goes...
You would be Rodman. You're Rodman.
Yeah. Like, where I go, I'm going to do me.
Yeah, and you'd also be like, I just want to blow off some steam for a couple of days.
Go be in WrestleMania 4.
You would definitely do that.
Yeah, someone was asking me about your wrestling shit, and I go,
what shit?
And stuff. Oh. And so I go, yeah, man, you should see what he's got lined up for magicians. And they're like, what? And I go, he's really upset. He says magic isn't real. I think it is.
I might have to use that storyline. As soon as we're done with this wrestling heat, we got to get the magician.
These fucking rabbit molesters.
Yeah. I was at the Magic Castle the other day, and I got to tell you something. I call bullshit.
All right. Karl Malone's covered.
Karl Malone's covered.
I'm a fan of the way his sportsmanship. I'd like to reassess my...
Yeah, the sportsmanship is cool.
The sportsmanship
you
was cool
You lose
as fuck.
The championship and you get on the bus and go, great game, guys. Yeah,
fucking
that
badass.
That is great sportsmanship. I was talking about what losers I thought people were who were critical of the fact that Michael was a bit tough and aggressive and kind of a bully. I saw this article written by this fucking soy boy who said that he was like, you know, when you watch The Last Dance,
oh my God,
you realize that, you know, you don't have to be like the way Michael was. You can still be a good guy and win all the championships. And then he cites his examples. And all I know for sure reading that article, you're like, this was written by a piece of shit. This guy is a loser. He's encouraging people to like just be mediocre and don't push. Like, people who achieve what he achieved are different. I admire it. I'm saying I'm not that guy, but I admire people like that. That can be that, like, that driven and be like, I'm going to win at all costs. I mean, I don't know how you don't look at that and go like, wow, that's something to aim for.
It would be cool to take like all the goats and put them in a room together and see which one rises to the top.
Like who becomes.
Like who gets up. It's interesting, man.
It's definitely going to be a personality like MJ's.
It's
like, there's
be.
Other ones who are like that, but it's not going to be one of the.
Like, I would love to. I don't really know Chappelle at all. Like, at all. I mean, I don't even think he'd know me if I walked into a room. But I've met him before. Mm-hmm. And I wonder what he's got that Jordan's got. Like, I want to see the similarities.
That's interesting. I think it's different, though, in entertainment.
It's funny. And I know that he would deny this and he would shut this down, this conversation down immediately. But it could be argued Joe has got hardcore GOAT traits, right?
Oh, yeah. And also will, like, not...
Never.
Be like... Don't
know what you're talking about. Yeah, I'm a regular guy. I'm just a regular guy. Yeah, and you're like, they've seen you operate.
Yeah.
You work in a different clip than everyone else.
Yeah.
But I would love to see... Tony Hawk, Dave Chappelle, Laird Hamilton, Kelly Slater.
Their shared traits.
And see what's the thing where their brains click.
I think Dave's different, though. Just because of the type of thing that he excels in. It's just different than... Dave's, you know, with sports, there's such like a clear, objective goal. You're like, you got to do, like, work
Joe
hard.
Joe was it in sports, too. He was like the world champion.
No, I know. But like, the way that Joe approaches the podcast... His podcast that lines up more with that driven sports mentality. Like, he's there 5 days a week, he's doing multiple 3 hours, and then like still getting, you know, still spending time with the family, getting his workouts in, working with these, you know, just doing all this shit. It's different with stand up though, because
I think Chappelle and Jordan have the same, I think Chappelle and Jordan have the same similarity I don't see failure as an option. I do what I do, and I
yeah,
succeed.
That's interesting.
Because Chappelle is the, why wouldn't you have two beers in the middle of the afternoon, smoke a joint, and then go to this pitch meeting, and then show up to the club, have a couple drinks. And by the way, I'm speculating. I don't know Chappelle's drinking or smoking habits, but I know that he's not a guy that, like, he'll just have, like, I'm guessing.
Wasn't that in the last episode where they said the thing about him is that he's present?
He's like, present. He doesn't look at any opportunity as failure.
That was really interesting. And that's something that I think they nailed that most people probably never thought of. And you're like, oh, yeah. He's like, you're just here right now. Like, right now. Same thing goes about taking a shot, right? They said, like,
yeah.
Like, he doesn't go, like, what if I miss this shot? I haven't taken the shot yet.
Yeah, why would I ever speculate missing it?
Yeah.
Why would I? I would just think of how I will sink it.
But I guess the part that I struggle, like, with the comparison is that, like, you know, they're athletes have to, especially like Mike, are, you know, they're so driven for all the work. For a comedian, you can be a great comedian and like get up at one, you know what I mean? And like just kind of drag yourself in and still be an amazing comedian. So I guess just
But here's the deal. I remember hearing Seinfeld, I keep saying allegedly just because I don't remember totally all these things.
Yeah.
But I do remember that I remember them, but I could be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Seinfeld saying, seeing a bunch of guys that were building a building or something in New York, and they were coming back for lunch and going right back to work.
I know what you're going to say.
It was Seinfeld, right?
Yeah.
And he was like, I looked at my job that way. Like, I should be working all day. I had two thoughts. I think I've said this maybe on this podcast, but I had two thoughts. I was like, number one, I work all day regardless. You may not see me clock in, mm-hmm. but my brain does not shut down for comedy. Like, oh shit, it's Spotify. Hang on. They're offering a fucking $100 million deal. Hey, we'll take it. Okay. That joke almost went horribly wrong. but the other part of it is, like, I don't think Jordan ever looked at what he did as work. Like, I think that's the other shift, is I don't think Chappelle looks at comedy as work. That's his calling. Like, I think Seinfeld...
I think you're totally right.
I think Seinfeld, it may be his calling, but he looked at it as a job.
Right.
A job he loved.
And that he wanted to be extremely proficient.
He wanted to be proficient at his job.
Right.
And I think the difference is there are definitely comics that look at this like a job. Like, you got to sit, you got to write, you got to really work at it, you got to get on stage, you got to do this. And then there's guys like Chappelle that goes, or you can just be the thing that you want to be.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And be that.
That
I subscribe
totally
more to that Jordan Chappelle, like, I'm a comic and I can't help
just
it.
Who you are.
There's yeah. parts of my brain that are just broken.
Chris Rock, he said the difference between, they were talking to him about him and Chappelle, and he said, Rock said, he goes, I go to soundcheck. I want to see the venue. I want to see how the lighting's going to be. I want to hear the sound. I want to know where everything is. And he goes, Dave, can just get on a plane, land, be asleep. They wake him up and they're like, it's showtime. And then he just walks out. He goes, so like,
yeah.
The different, you know, that's his approach. Like, Chris wants to know where, like, what is this going to look like? And have it like no surprises. Dave is just like, where are we?
And yeah.
Go do the show.
I'm not like Chris. I don't think I've ever done a sound check.
Really?
Yeah. I can tell you what I don't like in sound.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but not to be, obviously, I guess I do the same size venues Chris Rock does, theoretically. I mean, we're all doing the same size venues. It's a theater.
Yeah.
So it's not like, I mean, I just tell him I'm very low in the monitors. Like, it's like.
Do you know each other?
No, never met Chris Rock either. I met him once, but he wouldn't know who the fuck I was.
I've met Chappelle 6 or 7 times,
yeah.
Including twice where I've opened for him. And on the last time that I saw him, he was like, oh, yeah, man, I've heard about you.
It's better. That's better. That's better. That's better that they've met you a million times and then heard about you.
Yeah.
Who was I just talking to the other day that said, I met someone. Goddamn, I was just talking to someone the other day and they were like, I met someone who spoke at my graduation and he goes, and then all of a sudden I was working with them and I was like, I was going to go, hey, man, you spoke at my graduation. And then he goes, you know what? Guy's like, I'm a big fan of this guy. He's like, don't even throw that hat in the ring.
No.
Just be like, oh, yeah. Cool.
No, the thing is too, it's like when you put yourself in the mindset of like, how many people does this guy meet? How many people come up to him? Yeah. I was just like, oh yeah. Yeah. Nice to meet you too.
Yeah. I could guarantee Dave Chappelle would not know who I am. I could guarantee.
I don't think so.
I could guarantee.
I don't think so.
That Chris Rock would definitely not know who the fuck I am.
They are both pretty aware, especially Chris, of like, he's really into the world of comedy. Who's out there? Who has specials? He would definitely.
Let's
know
pull
who
it
you
out.
Are.
You ready? I'm gonna do the list of comics. You tell me if you think they know who we are. You say yes. You say no.
Okay.
Okay. Jerry Seinfeld, 100% no. Does not know who I am. I already know that.
I think Seinfeld knows who both of us are. Both of us are. Is that a sentence?
It's called Sebastian.
He definitely knows because Jerry's also very into comedy. So he knows. There's no way he's unaware. Like, you've come across his Netflix queue. Jerry watches Netflix too.
No.
Absolutely. He definitely.
You think so?
He would he'd be like, oh, it's weird to see you with a shirt on. That's what Jerry would say if he met you. 100%. 100%.
100. I'm trying to call Sebastian, but all I'm getting is his other number.
Wait, who are the other ones?
Let's go top 10. Top Jamie Foxx does not know who either of us are.
I would agree with that. And I would say, I would take it a step further.
Here we go.
I would take it a step further. I would say that he would be disinterested upon learning who we are.
I think Jamie Foxx would be like.
Anyway. Yeah.
Okay, go back. Dave Chappelle, I would say no for me. He obviously knows who you are. Chris Rock, I will say no for me 100%.
Definitely knows who you are.
No, I don't think so. Definitely and I don't mean
knows.
That. I'm not saying
I know you're
like,
not. I know you're not, but I definitely think he knows who you are.
Jerry Seinfeld, I know doesn't know who I am.
Disagree.
I know he doesn't. I went up after him and he was like, Louis C.K. knows who I am. Knows who you are too.
Yes.
Bill Burr, no, does not know who I am, knows who you are. George Carlin knew who I was.
George Carlin was actually a big fan of mine too. Richard Pryor used to give me props. Let's see. Eddie Murphy. Guess what? Definitely knows who you are.
No.
Definitely.
Why would you say that?
He does. Watch.
Who are you calling right now? Oh, this is such a fun game.
There's my guy.
Hey, buddy, we're recording a podcast. We're playing a game, and I need you to weigh in here, okay? Because I think you're the one that knows.
Is this about black stuff?
Who is this? Is that Neil?
It's Neil Brennan, yeah.
Neil, just
hold on. I'm telling you, Neil is the key. Listen.
Okay, Neil is
okay,
the key.
Okay, we're playing a game where we're talking about very famous comedians and whether or not they know who we are. And we're having disagreements because I'm saying that certain people, I'm sure, know who Bert is. And he's like, there's no way. And I'm like, actually, I think they are pretty into what's going on. Like, they're aware of comedy and stuff. So can I throw a couple names at you?
Yes. Now, I don't know specifically who knows Bert.
No,
just
I
go,
know.
Just
but
go it, with it, your
we're,
gut,
we're just
Neil.
Going with the gut and the guess.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yes. So... One of them, okay, I think
we're going through the list. Neil.
We're going through the list. Okay, so he said, "Dave, does Dave know? Do you think Dave has any awareness of who Bird is?"
It's a no. It's a no.
Fuck. Hey Bird, did you ever meet Dave at the Boston?
No.
No.
I met him one time at the Dayton Funny Bone, but I don't think it was real.
Let's skip over Dave.
He might know you through Jeff Wills.
No.
Okay. Let's say we'll take the loss there. Okay. Now,
DeGur, here's a funny one about you though. Is one time, like, this is maybe 3 years ago when you first started to get a little heat.
Mm-hmm.
It was six.
Chappelle goes, "Yeah, I keep hearing about Sebastian and this guy Tom Segura." He would pronounce it Segura.
Oh, that's kind of how my dad pronounces it. So he might be onto something.
All right, very good.
I'll take that. That's a victory. All right. Yes. Now, here's the one where I am convinced, and partially because of knowing you, that this person actually at least knows. He'd be like, "Yeah, I know who that is." Chris Rock. He's into stand-up. He knows what's going on in stand-up. Mm-hmm. I think he would meet Bert and be like, "Oh, how come you wearing a shirt?" or something like that, you know? So, do you think...
No, yes or no.
Bet Rock does, because Rock is afraid of being out of touch, so he goes out of his way.
He knows.
And also, the other thing you guys got to remember is, like, people go on Netflix, and if you're imagine there was a comic that was on the front page of Netflix that you didn't know, you'd be like, "Who the fuck?"
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Now, does this translate all the way to Seinfeld? Does Seinfeld have any awareness of who Bert Kreischer is?
Do you think?
I'm gonna go. No.
Okay, keep going.
Wait. Tell me why, though. Why would he not know? If he does...
Because Seinfeld's very New York-centric when it comes to stand-up.
Uh-huh.
About, like, he knows, like, Mark Norman. He probably knows Sam Morrell.
Okay, because they sees them at the club. And, okay, that makes sense.
He kind of sees, yeah, I'll see him or I'll see.
And here's the big one. Here's the big one that I'm betting on here, okay? And you really are going to either make me look like I know what I'm saying or not. Is it possible that the great Eddie Murphy has some awareness of who Bird is?
I don't think so.
I thought you said he watches.
Eddie does watch a lot of stand-up, but last time I saw him,
he was like, "I hate Bert Kreischer."
He was like, "Man, who's that fat motherfucker?" No, Eddie didn't know. Eddie kind barely knew Sebastian.
Okay.
Oh, if he doesn't know Sebastian, he doesn't know me.
If he doesn't really know Sebastian, I asked him if he knew who Sebastian was, and then Eddie did like a Tony Danza impression,
mm-hmm.
which isn't that. But he's like, "Is that the guy?" He's like, "That guy."
Yeah. Do you think would Cosby like Bert?
I think Cosby would love Bert.
I think so too.
I don't. But that's a good question.
Yeah.
All right. That's all we need.
I have a question for Bert. Does he think Will Smith would remember him?
Nope.
Bert said no.
Although he did call me random as fuck one time to pitch a movie to him.
Well, hold on a second. Bert just said no, he doesn't think that Will Smith would remember him, but one time Will Smith called him to pitch him a movie.
No, yeah, no. It was like, no, I don't think, okay. I think it was because, I don't think it was because he remembered me. Uh-huh. I think it was because I was pitching a movie and all of a sudden Disney was interested and it came back to JL, who's his partner, and JL's like, "We've worked with him. Will, reach out."
And he just called you on your cell?
Called me on my cell and was like,
"Yeah, okay."
Is Bert a fucking huge screenwriter?
Bert actually, here's the thing.
I have great pitches.
He is an amazing, amazing pitch guy. You want to walk into it.
Does he keep his shirt on? Does he keep his shirt on?
It depends what the pitch needs. Yeah.
Yeah. How it's going, if he's bombing, yeah. He fucking...
Oh, yeah.
No. When it's going well, yeah. Comes off.
Yeah, yeah. It's quite an ordeal. Well, look, Neil, I appreciate this.
Hey, wait, I got to tell Neil something.
Okay.
So I was talking to my kids the other night, and we were talking about... my, you know, obviously for everyone not listening, my cousin lived next door to your family we were talking about your family, and we were talking about how many it was about large families and about how many kids were in your family. And one of my kids, I won't put names out so no one gets in trouble, but one of my kids goes, wow, what is that? Like, what did you have, like 12 kids?
10.
I said 12. And one of my kids goes, any special needs kids? And I went, no. And they went, wow, that's impressive.
I mean, that's impressive. That's also debatable.
And I know exactly which brother he's talking about. All right, Neil.
All right, guys. Love the show. Have a great afternoon.
Thank you, Neil. I appreciate it. I'll call you later. Bye, buddy.
After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if we've learned anything, it's that there's always a catch. So when I heard that for a limited time, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, I thought, what's the catch? But after talking to them, it all made sense. There isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. They cut out the cost of retail stores and pass those sweet savings directly to you. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. Just ask our very own Josh Zola, whose entire wireless production facility plan lifestyle has been completely revamped and overwhelmed by Mint Mobile savings. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bears. That's mintmobile.com/bears. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bears. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plans. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
With Kizik hands-free shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy-on, easy-off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
All right, now, here's the real question.
Yeah.
And I know Neil's listening to this, but here's the real question.
Yeah.
Do you think Neil would be 100% honest, or do you think it'd be fun to just go, oh, he definitely doesn't know who the fuck Bert is?
I actually think he was being very honest.
I think he was being honest, too. I've already said at the very beginning, I just think I don't...
But I do think... I was being very optimistic. He did agree with Rock. Rock knows.
Yeah. Maybe he does, but maybe because I'm his brother's age.
Chris Rock's brother?
Tony and I started together. By the way, I'm dead serious. I don't think Tony Rock remembers who I am.
But you're forgetting now, though, that like you're on the biggest platform doing stand-up multiple times. Like you're...
Okay, then that's a great fucking question.
Okay.
Because how many times have you run into people that pretend not to know who you are, but know who you are?
Hmm.
I run into that more than people don't know who I am.
Do you mean like strangers or
No, comics, like big comics that will go, oh yeah, I don't know who you are, and then they do. And by the way, it's not, I'm being fair, it is not the list we read from. There's another list of comics that are equally as big that have found success in different platforms where when you meet them, they go, yeah, I don't know who you are. And then they'll say something where you're like, hold on, how did you know I did that? And then you're like, oh, fucking liar.
Right.
You knew who I was the entire time.
Yes. And you're talking about Arabs.
Ahmed Ahmed.
Other guys.
Zach's
a sweet guy.
Zach is one of the few people, by the way.
He's very nice.
Who when he sees you, he reintroduces himself. He goes, hey guys, Zach Galifianakis.
He's also a fucking laugher.
I love laughing with Zach.
He will laugh at shit.
That's like what happened once, really. Mark Maron. Yeah. Eugene Merman did not know who I was.
And did your podcast.
And did my podcast.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Well, I think he had heard of me, but not like, he was like, he definitely never heard of the machine.
H. John Benjamin. People always tell me I look like him.
H. John?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's in New York. People always are like
I think his name's just John Benjamin. It's H. John?
Yeah. Everybody. Whenever he does something, they're like, hey, Tom, I didn't know you were in this thing. And I'm like, all right.
John Benjamin had a show called John Benjamin Has a Van. Is that?
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
And who?
He's a funny dude.
Was he the guy who did the show? There was a guy who had a show on Comedy Central where one of his sketches was, hey, man, I got a new reality show called You Can't Film Here. And it was security guard going, hey, you can't film here. He's like, oh, thanks for being on it.
I don't know who that is.
Emo knows who we are.
Yeah?
Yeah, Emo is a very sweet guy. I don't think Tim Heidecker would have any clue who the fuck I am. Scott Aukerman would never know who the fuck I am.
Do you think they would like you, though?
No. No. I don't think Scott Aukerman would look at my stand-up and go, no, that's what I'm talking about. Let me go through this list, and I'm going to tell you. I'm going to say names, and they can dispute it. But these are the people. I'm not even going to go with who know who I am. I don't need anyone to know who I am. Although it does feel good in your own business to have people acknowledge that you do that too for
of
a living.
Of course.
But here are the people that would not get what I do. I think Maria Bamford would love what I do.
You think so?
I think she would totally get it and see what I do and go, I don't need the shirt. I get it. It came off, but I think he's a good comic. I think Maria Bamford would love what I do.
She's phenomenal.
I think Bob Odenkirk would love what I do. Patton, I know, loves what I do. He thinks I'm a fucking genius. By the way, I have a podcast with him in a little bit. But I think Patton's fucking great. Did you ever hear his fucking DVR bit he used to do?
No, but he is very, very talented.
Sarah Silverman saw me get my ass waxed when I got my ass waxed and said it was one of her favorite things she's ever seen.
How did she see it?
It was a long time ago. You used to get passed around. Like, people would see it was on VHS. And she saw me get my ass waxed, and every time I saw her, I would be like, that is the funniest thing I've ever seen. Louis C.K. thinks I'm a very nice guy.
How do you know?
He just texted me or emailed me the other day.
The other day?
Whatever. It was like a year ago. But
and he said, I think you're a very nice guy?
No, he said it's very nice to see the success I've had. He said,
really?
Yeah.
That's very nice.
It was actually a really great text. I was
text or email?
Email. It was an email. I only have his email address. I don't have his phone number.
And he said, it's really nice to see the success you're having.
Yeah, he said, you want me to pull up the email?
Yeah, I'm assuming it's in a special folder.
It definitely is. By the way, I keep certain emails.
Patrice, did he like you?
Yeah, he did, but not my comedy. But in all fairness, I'd only been doing it 2 years when I was around him. So he liked me, so.
Did he tell you what you're doing with shit? Everyone tells stories about how he was like, what the fuck are you doing up there?
He was very complimentary of what I did, but he would take what I did and then fix it for me. So like the perfect, I mean, I've told this a lot, but the story, remember the joke I used to have about touching cops' faces?
Yeah.
That happened with him on a plane. I was getting cut off by a flight attendant and I didn't realize it was happening. I knew it was happening. I asked for a beer. She stopped and then leaned in to tell me I can't serve you anymore. And I put my finger on her lips. I went, shh. And he saw that and was like, what the fuck did you just do? And
she didn't get mad at you for that?
No. And she ended up letting me drink. I told her, I'm trying. I can't do two things at once. And so.
Let me see. Let me see your phone. I'll find it.
I got it. Hang on. New tour dates. No. No, I'm not giving you my phone.
Just let me. I'm not going to do anything. I'm just better at searching.
No.
I deal with him all the time.
No, watch. I got it. New tour dates.
L-O-U-I.
It's amazing how often Louis C.K. comes up in my dad text, Bert, do you know who Louis C.K. is?
When?
In November. I was like, yeah, Dad, I do. Okay, here you go. No, that's the wrong one. That wow, I don't know where it is.
Is this like when you saw Nirvana?
No, this is. I'm just not giving you my fucking phone because I don't trust you.
I'm not gonna, Bert. I'm
I
not
don't
gonna,
trust you.
I'm not gonna do anything with your phone. Just let me look. Come on.
I can tell you it was a year ago.
If I promise you I won't do something, I'm not gonna go ahead and do something with your phone.
No,
what are you gonna do? Change the password?
I didn't even think of that, Tom. That's where my brain is. So, wait, what were we talking about in the.
Can we see this? This is something I've always wanted to do.
What?
Wait, lock your phone.
Okay.
Lock it.
Hang on. I'm so close to finding Louis. 2020? No, 2019.
God, definitely have to trim some of this out.
No, we don't. Guys, this is what makes podcasting great. Here we go. Nope, that's not it.
Can you lock it and hand it to me?
Yeah.
Okay, I just want to see. I think about this all the time. Okay, just swipe up. And it worked.
No, it didn't.
No, it didn't.
Wait, let me see if I can get your phone to do it.
What's your password?
Huh?
What's your password?
I don't know. I'm trying to look.
Is yours like 123456?
No. I'm not going to tell you my password. What the fuck? Anyway, what were we saying? How were we on that list? No, Patrice. Patrice was... Patrice saw me touch that woman's face, and then yeah. I tried it on stage. We were flying to Scotland. I tried it on stage, and Patrice was like, "That it's not going to work. You're calling her a flight attendant. She's a stewardess." And he's like, "It's not going to work." That next morning at breakfast, he was like, he was still thinking about the joke. I think I was ridiculous to Patrice.
Yeah.
So to watch me interact, it was just like it was real. A real combination of like white privilege and frat boy shit that he had never been around.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was like, the next morning at breakfast, he was like, a cop needs to be a cop. And I was like, what? And he goes, say you touched a cop's face. That's fucking, cause no one. And then he broke down the concept of touching someone's face.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, man, when you touch, that's a prison fucking move. Like, and then he theorized about touching someone's face, about how when you touch your face, you take their power away.
Yeah.
So the fact that you touch a cop's face, the guy with all the power, you touch his face, and then like just working from there. And so I went on stage that night and I said, you know what cops hate? When you touch their faces. And he was like, that's the joke.
Yeah.
So I definitely drove.
Does Dimitri know you?
He should. Yeah, he definitely should.
Does he like you?
I think he does. I mean, I you know, I think Dimitri and I are on very different, different like. Just work at a very different level.
No. Yeah. He's the same guy. David Cross?
No, he does not. I met him doing a show together, and not only did he not know of me, but
Mulaney knows
he started
who you are.
To autograph something for me. He was like, huh, what did you want? Mulaney knows who I am, yeah. Yes. Hussein knows who I am. Marin knows who I am. Yeah. Eugene did not, but does now. Mike Birbiglia does. H. John does not. Todd Berry definitely does. Janine does not. Although we did have a great fucking
moment. Think that lady who just pled guilty to the college scandal looks like Leanne?
Lori Loughlin?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You don't think she looks like Leanne at all?
No.
Really?
Did you change my fucking password? Oh, God.
Hold on.
I didn't see Lori Loughlin in here.
No, but I'm saying like when you see like those images.
Yeah,
isn't it
she
kinda,
does.
Like,
yeah.
Right?
You've been seeing a lot of different of Leanne and different people. That does look like Leanne.
Oh yeah, the other one.
Yeah, the other one was someone.
But that was like that was because it was the image was far away. This I think looks like her.
God damn it! I can't find.
What are you doing?
Podcast. You can't email from Lori Loughlin. It does not look like Leanne on that picture. No, all right, go back to that list. Go back to that list. I'll clean this up and then we'll move forward. Is that her with Kirk Fox? Janine and I had a great moment at whatchamacallit. Eddie Izzard definitely does not know who I am. Paul F. Tompkins does. Geraldo did. Flight of the Conchords doesn't.
Did Greg Geraldo like you?
I don't know. I mean, yeah, I think so. He was very nice to me, but I was so below him. Like, I was working the door.
Yeah.
He was a really cool fucking dude. And by the way, yeah, I called him one time. He was doing Cowhead show, and I called in to listen to him do radio.
Mm-hmm.
And during commercial break, Cowhead's like, hey, Geraldo, just so you know, Bert's on the line. And he was like, oh, what's he promoting? And he was like, nothing. He just called to listen to you on radio. And he was like, oh, that's so sweet. And we ended up talking a little bit. Heidecker does not. Emo does. Ackerman does not. Norton does. Reggie Watts does not. Dana Gould does not. Eric Weinheim does not. Eddie Pepitone does. Harlan does, I think.
Kindler, you think he's a big fan?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I think Kindler... Andy Kindler, what he likes is to dislike something.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I give him a lot of stuff to dislike. I think he looks at me and he just starts pulling his fucking hair out. And he was like, all I had to do is take my fucking shirt off.
Yep.
I would pay money to watch. Harris Whittles has passed. I don't think he did. John Doerr does, I think. Greg Barrett does. Beth Lapidus, I don't know her. Sean Collins, okay, we're on the list.
All right.
Kathy Griffin does, but wouldn't recognize me.
Why?
because I had met her a couple times. I worked with her one time, and then I saw her, and she didn't know who I was. Do you push when you pee?
No, just let it out.
I used to push when I was in high school.
In high school?
Yeah, because I had a theory that speaking of Will Smith, his stream is aggressively loud.
Really?
Yeah, I took a piss next to Will Smith.
Can you call him?
Yeah.
Try.
He's going to be crazy how much he sounds like a white guy when he's not, like, on. He almost sounds like a vet, like a Will Smith. Should I hit it?
Yeah. Let's just see what happens. Speakerphone.
Okay, here we go. He does sound like, if he doesn't know that people are listening, he sounds like a bro. Like, he doesn't even sound black. I'm just saying. You'll hear it. Hey, it's Bert.
Bert, you're on our podcast, Sweat Equity, right now. Is that all right? I'm pulling.
He sounds white, doesn't he? What do you? You're on my podcast.
No way, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Our podcast can 69.
Our podcasts are 69ing right now.
How you doing, man?
Good. How's Tampa?
Tampa's hot as shit. This is really strange. I was just talking about you about 15 minutes ago.
Yeah. This is a joke.
Do you still get fresh Prince money?
Wait, let me call you. I'll call you right back. Okay, that's a guy I know named Will Smith. This not Will
Smith. That guy's real name is Will Smith.
His name is Will Smith, and I just called him, and he was like, "Yo, bro, what's up?" I used to do that. I used to save friends in my phone as Tom Cruise, and so Lorenzo would call and it would say Tom Cruise. I'd go, fucking send it to voicemail, and they're like, Tom Cruise is calling you right now. I was like, I do not want to talk to that fucking guy.
When was the last time you got in a fight?
I can tell you the last time I got into a confrontation.
Okay.
It was 2009 in...
That's how long ago?
In January or February of 2009.
And this was a physical confrontation?
I was going down 6th Street. In LA, and yeah. I was turning into the La Brea Tar Pits. I was shooting my special the very next weekend. My comfortably dumb. I was turning left into the Tar Pits to go onto that to park, and there was a like a Mexican dude, kind of like taller. It's hard to explain, but like an ethnic dude, like Latino maybe, and he was walking slow across the thing, and I'd already started turning, and he slowed down and looked at me like, fuck you. And he had a backpack on, and I went and I honked and I scared the shit out of him, and his backpack jerked up over his head, and I started laughing, and then I fucking zoomed around him, and he went, lost his shit. He's like, fuck you. And I put it in park, threw it in reverse, and vroom, and I zoomed up to him. I said, what the fuck did you say? And he got in my window to fight me, and he smiled, and he had adult braces, and I thought, I don't want any piece of that kid. That is a kid whose parents did not give a fuck about his smile. He grew up with no privilege. That is a kid who's had to scrap his way through life, and now he's probably in fucking community college, right? Uh-huh. Worked his way out of prison, community college, and the one thing he noticed is that you don't get far in life with all jacked up teeth, and he's trying to fix it himself, and here I am diverting him back on the path of badness of he's going to get in a fist fight, go to prison, and goes, I was just getting my life fucking straight. I got my dope braces and everything. And so I fucking took off.
Wow.
Yeah. I assessed that. I remember
when was the last time you actually like hit somebody?
It's got to be college.
Yeah. I haven't punched someone in a long time. You know what I never got to do, what I always wanted to do?
What?
Like hit someone with my elbow. Like,
did you ever have fantasies really, of how you would fight people?
Yeah, of course.
I still have this, is guys talking shit in his car, goes to get out of his car, and I kick the door on his head. Like, as he opens the door and steps out,
yeah.
I kick the door, and it hits his head, and he goes unconscious.
Yeah.
I fantasized about that.
Yeah. Like, I fantasize about the door slam.
I've never done the door slam.
I've never done it, but I'm saying I've fantasized about it.
Boom, I've fantasized about fights a lot considering I don't fight at all. Like, I don't fight.
Yeah.
And I it's even more so now that I'm an adult. If someone cuts me off in traffic and talks shit to me, what I do is I let them win. I reward that bad behavior because I know that if I do that, they will see value in that bad behavior and they'll continue that bad behavior until one day they run into a fucking MMA fighter like Brendan Schaub who decides to scrape the fucking cement off the driveway with their face.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm like, keep doing it, man.
Keep doing it.
You're winning.
So you go like, hey, man.
I go, no, I stutter. So yeah. Like, I say I cut you off in traffic and then light me up, okay? I'll be in the car next to you. Just pull up
okay.
And light me up, okay?
Hey, what the fuck?
And then I spit in my own car, right? And then they go, what the fuck? He's spitting his own car? And then they take off. They go, I fucking killed that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're playing mind games with him.
Yeah,
spit my own. One time I remember, this is like one of my early, like for me, it's like very LA. I was living on the east side of town. And I'm at a gas station off the 101 that is like in a, it used to be a super dicey neighborhood. It's one of those neighborhoods that started to shift into like hipster neighborhoods, right? But yeah. There's still, it's on the line.
It's amazing the softest white people are the ones that shift it.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
Isn't that crazy?
But then you end up...
The softest, no backbone, no knowing how to fight, roll up their tight pants, skinny,
take over
pale,
those neighborhoods.
Take over fucking...
They do.
They're the ones... And by the way, that gentrification shit is hated by people of color.
Yeah.
Is that, and these are the... We get it! We... Oh, headphones if we want to talk.
I don't know.
Yeah, you know, I'm just... I heard you earlier, Tom. That
oh, I'm sorry.
That you wanted to
cut off energy?
No, I just didn't know. I didn't know what happened. What happened?
Well, no, I just heard you earlier say that you said you wanted to elbow someone in the face.
Yeah.
Is there a video coming? I'm certain there's a video coming.
What is it?
No, not yet, but
can we finish the thought and then you'll go to this?
Okay.
Just tell me.
Well, I was going to just offer my face if you wanted to elbow it.
What?
For us both?
No, just for Tom.
I can elbow you in the face?
Yeah, if you want to do that, like I'm a company man, and if that will make you happy, I'm open to doing that.
Yeah, yeah, 100%.
Okay. Yeah, let's talk about it after the show.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Sounds right. Good, man.
I don't know. All right.
Jesus.
Sorry. So I've never had anybody volunteer to do something like that.
To get elbowed in the face. Where do you elbow them, in the cheek or the teeth?
Well, that's the thing is, I would. Oh, that's interesting. I would think that the goal I would want to do either the
front
jaw,
elbow, front
or
elbow.
Or like eye area, you know.
Ooh, just destroy someone's.
Yeah, whole orbital bone. Crack this.
God, man.
Wait, what were we just saying?
I have no idea.
What were we just saying?
Oh, about you were telling me about your gentrified neighborhood.
Oh my God! So
sorry,
I moved this, and I'm going to work early morning, like, you know, rush hour.
Yeah.
Stop for gas. And I'm
hold on, rush hour. But there was an Asian guy in the car. He touched your radio and you said, "Don't ever touch a black man's radio."
Yeah, exactly. So, I'm putting gas in the car. I know I've told this story before, but it has stuck with me for fucking 15 years. Putting gas in the car, you know, it's probably 7, 8 o'clock in the morning or something. A car I guess had gotten gas and is zipping through the gas station parking lot, like way too fast.
Oh yeah.
So as I'm putting the gas in, this guy goes, vroom, like between cars and between the islands, you know? And so I just looked up and I was like, shook my head. And like, you know, the other guy putting gas in his car looks over and is like, you know, just like, what a fucking, it's like nonverbal, right?
Yeah.
You shake your head like, what a dick. And then I just hear, and this dude went in reverse and he pulls up and then hits the brakes. This guy is in a piece of shit. I mean, rusted out, shitty 25-year-old car.
This is what is great about men, okay?
Yeah.
Is that men assess the fact that you're describing his car.
Yeah.
You have done a profile of this dude in your head already. My wife does not do these profiles.
This is a fucking, it's a shit box. He has black hair that is like a mullet, like long in the back.
Yeah.
He's got on like a trucker hat and he has a thin black mustache, not fully grown in, like just little bits of hair. Yeah. And he looks like a piece of shit. Like he looks strung out, kind of. So I just hear, and he like zips back, hits the brakes, and he goes, "What's up, dog?" Like that from his car. And I look up like, talking to me?
Yeah.
I go, "What's up?" And he goes, "You acting like you know me, homie."
Oh my God, this guy has already won the fight with me.
Like, oh yeah. And I was like, "Huh?" And he's like, "What's up?" And this is because he saw me go like this. Like shake my head.
He broke the law, and then he saw you disapprove of him breaking the law.
But then I do like what you're. I do the assessment. This guy, he looks smaller. Yeah. He looks, I mean, like a totally different class of human.
Yeah.
And he's in like, and I look at the whole thing, and I just go, "No." And he was like, as he's looking at me, he goes, "Ah!" And I fucking rip smoke. Zips out of the place. Now, in my mind, in that quick assessment, I thought this is someone willing to murder for seeing someone shake their head.
Amazing.
I really did think that.
What
I remember
an amazing individual that needs to be cast in something.
Oh.
Like a reality show where it's just like called Roll the Dice.
He's for sure dead. There's no way he's alive. This guy's not alive. But that's like when you hear in the news, like this morning at a gas station, somebody fucking shots. That's the guy. Dude. That's the guy. That guy, like if you looked at his face, the car, everything, I think looking back on it now, you go meth. This is a real, like a legit meth head, you know, a tweaker. Yeah.
This is NASCAR driver Tony Breidinger inviting you to make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for craveable, hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers.
Chicken up.
Crispy, crinkle-cut fries.
Hot potato coming through.
Buttery Texas toast.
Toast walking.
And secret Cane's sauce.
Stopping off now.
Turbocharge your chicken fingers and get them even faster when you order online or with the Raising Cane's app.
Go, go, go!
Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love. Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
There is a way to run through life just head first, like a bull, mm-hmm. where you don't bump into a bunch of people until you do.
Mm-hmm.
Until one time you do, where it's like, you know, it's like, and I love, one of my favorite things in the world, I'm going to sound like a psycho. One of my favorite things in the world are those videos of young kids in a public situation being the bull in the china shop, no one's going to talk back to me, and then an old man fixing it.
Yeah.
Did you ever see the video on the subway of the guy, young blood, that guy where the kid was going around just mad dogging everyone?
Mm-mm.
And he goes, "You picked the wrong motherfucker." And this guy gets up. It looks like he's been painting houses or something, but he is a big man, and he beats the fuck out of three kids.
Really?
Beats the fuck. Please tell me you can find this. Type in Youngblood train, Youngblood train fight. No, that's goddamn it. Just train fight old man. Train fight.
It's not called the ambulance, the bus thing?
No. Train fight. Just type in train fight. And then type in old man or older man. Okay, this is him. Train fight. William Nelson's brutal assault.
Is it right here?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, this is awesome. So wait, hold on. Let me set it up, okay? Because I don't think this is the full video.
By the way, before you play this, we were talking about, you know, fight fantasies.
Yeah.
For 15 years, I've had fantasies about having played that different with that psycho in the gas station.
Wait, how did
that?
You,
that's why.
Did,
so
okay, okay.
Because I imagined him going. This. I imagined him going like, "What's up, dog?" And I'm just going, "What's up?" And then him being like, "You acting like you know me." And then instead of being like, "Mm-mm," just walking over to the car. And since he's in the car, see, I always thought like he maybe has a gun. He looks like someone who would probably carry a gun.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, going over, punching through the window, not the window's down, like punching through the opening and beating the shit out of him in the parking lot. And then having his car slowly roll back like into the actual building.
Just,
yeah, with him passed out. You know,
can I tell you my fantasy as you told me the story? I had a fantasy.
Sure.
So say it to me, okay?
What's up, dog?
Hey, what's up?
You acting like you know me, homie.
Tim? Is it Tim? Oh, and then I walk up to the car. I'm sorry, I thought you were I do fucking know you and you're a bitch. That's my fantasy.
It's a pretty good one.
I can really quickly go into fantasies. Can I tell you a hardcore secret?
I feel like there's some rage beneath the surface with Bert that we don't know about.
I have never, ever, ever, ever told, and I'm debating. Let's watch this first, and then I'll do it.
I felt like, just so you know, right then, you were going to be like, I killed a black person one time.
just a person, Tom. They're just people. Okay. All right, let's see this fight video. Now, just to set the scene, because this is a 7-minute fight, this kid has been, I think, tormenting just about everyone on the train. And by the way, I don't know if that's really what happened, but in my head.
And then your head. I got
in
it.
My head, he's been tormenting everyone
but
on the train.
This is the right video?
This is the right video.
Okay. I'm so excited. He's way bigger than that.
Way bigger. By the way, he was painting houses.
Yeah.
Oh, this is aggressive.
Yeah.
Now watch this. Watch this. This is a big mistake. You fuck with the wrong one today. Now look, this is the big mistake. He's out unconscious,
yeah.
And the guy comes back and he puts his hands up.
Don't hit him. Don't hit him. Don't hit him no more.
Oh yeah, he's yeah.
You ready to go again? Oh damn.
Well yeah, he's already so done.
This poor kid learned.
How long is this? This guy is done. No, don't do it again, man.
He does it again, Tommy.
Oh, no.
Guy won't get out of the way. Look, he's going to get the other one.
What? This dude's so fucked up.
This is why you do not fuck with anybody.
Is it the same guy?
Same guy. Guy's unconscious. He doesn't know where he's going. Why they don't have a black woman commentating UFC like this woman here is beyond me.
He said, look here. He ain't your business. You about to. Wait, press pause a second. So, was this kid harassing
people? I think this kid was going through like mad dogging people. Mm-hmm. By the way, this is the backstory in my head. I don't think.
Oh.
Because he. I don't know if. Can you see if you can pull up William Nelson's. These are real people. Go. I'm 5 steps ahead of you. Pull up these exact same names. I guarantee you this went to court. That's how we know their names.
Oh, right. William Nelson.
By the way, you may need to bleep out their names when
Metro
we just said
train.
Them.
I wonder what city is that in?
Colorado, I'm guessing. Isn't that crazy that I just thought that? Here we go. Maryland. Oh, I was very wrong.
Okay.
Someone want to read
make
that?
Make it bigger?
That can read out loud?
Yeah, make it bigger and I'll read it. All right. Metro Transit police have arrested a Maryland man for assault of another passenger on the Metro train. William Nelson, 52, of Morningside, Maryland, has been charged with felony assault for the incident that happened last Sunday around 1 a.m.
Okay, who's on
video
the train at Sunday at 1 a.m.?
Shows Nelson punching 46-year-old Anthony. That was a 46-year-old
man. 46-year-old
man? As it was traveling through the Anacostia and Congress Heights station. Scroll down. Thomas told Fox he was attempting to stop an altercation between Nelson and two teenagers on the train. So you did have some information, right?
Yeah.
Thomas said it all started when Nelson started cursing at the teenagers after they put their feet up on the seat behind him. The dispute turned physical as Nelson started hitting the kids. Thomas then got involved and suffered a broken jaw, fractured cheekbone, and the beating. He also required 7 stitches for his lip. He's rescheduled for surgery.
Oh, Jesus. My God.
They're going to put a plate in. fuck.
Oh, I just want, I'm going to read this. This is, I'm saying this as a public service announcement. This is a public service announcement for respect, meaning respect other human beings 100% and realize that any human being at any point in their life will give you the possibility that you will be drinking through a straw for the entire time that they put a plate in your head. That is why you don't fuck with anyone. Yeah. Because you never know. And I hope there's that a fucking 15-year-old listening to this.
The feet on the chair shit?
Feet on the chair. They put their feet, these kids.
You put your foot on his chair.
You put the foot. All you did was put a foot on someone's chair, and the guy said, hey, man, get your foot down. And you went, nah. That's because you're young, and you think you got everything fucking solved. Dude, that is the most brutal beating I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And by the way, it's crazy what I take away from it.
Yeah.
Is that I was like, he clearly got done painting houses.
Well, he had like workman's boots on. He had,
but it's like it's amazing your memories. Like, yeah. you know, like in an Agatha Christie that. Movie, they tell yeah. you the things you remember, like, you know, and then I was like, you definitely got done painting.
By the way,
houses.
Do we have any comments, YouTube comments? Is there something to show?
Oh, yeah. These are got to be insightful. This is the canary
or,
in the mine.
Or meme posts or anything like that? Yes?
Yes.
Okay. Tom. Oh. All right, here's from Carolina. Tom is the exact bad influence that every mom warned their kid about.
From, wait, what's this?
Comments on our show.
Yeah, our show. I thought this was like,
oh, no, no,
I was
no,
like,
no.
How the fuck quick oh, did no, that no. get up there?
No, I'm just switching it up.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah.
you're right about, yeah, respect people in person especially because.
That's why, and by the way, how many times have you had incidents where, I know that I have had them where dude smaller than me or guy pulls up through in the thing and you let it go and you walk away feeling like a portion of a man that you didn't stand up for yourself.
Oh, right. When somebody.
And know that that is the fucking outcome that you avoided.
Right.
By just going, so sorry, man.
The respect thing about, like, I've been in movie theaters where someone puts their feet on my chair and turned around. And
just
hey, please don't do that. And they're like, oh, okay. But yeah, it can go anyway. Someone could be like, nope. Which is cool. Just fucking, that's just rude. It's disrespectful.
I had an incident with, I don't ever want to get beat up in front of my kids.
Of course. Travis Johnson told me a story one time.
Who's Travis Johnson?
He played for FSU and played in the NFL for like 10 years, yeah. defensive tackle, that he was at a peewee game. And Travis Johnson's like 6'5", 300. I mean, you know, he played professional fucking football for 10 seasons.
Yeah.
And he said that one of the other kids' dads was starting to get into it with him, and he was like being like, you know, trying to de-escalate the situation. The guy kept barking, and he said that he told the guy, if you don't shut the fuck up, I'm gonna beat your ass in front of your son, and he'll never forget the day that his father got his ass kicked. And he said the guy was like,
good call.
Yeah. Thanks for the reminder, man.
God damn it, man. Can I tell you my one goal in life is to go through life without my daughter seeing me getting beaten up in my front yard.
I don't think that's going to happen.
I got to give a shout out to these gangbangers, okay? I don't know who you are. By the way, I'm being very vague about this.
Yeah?
There was one night in my life. I was in the car with my family, my daughters. I was in the back seat. Leanne's dad was in the front seat. Leanne was driving.
Mm-hmm.
I'd had a few pops, right? And traffic was bumper to bumper to bumper. And we were trying to get across Hollywood. And I don't remember exactly what I did, but I said something like, fuck you, to someone who was blocking the street. And it was four gangbangers in a fucking hoopty who then flipped a bitch on Sunset or wherever, Franklin, and followed us, and it was bumper to bumper, but we were catching lights that they weren't catching, and they were running through them. They were running through them to get up to fucking get me. I remember this so vividly.
You want
to
give them a shout out?
Because they pulled up next to our car, ready to fight, and one of them saw that I was with my kids and Leanne, and they just went and took off. They actually chose not to pull me out of the car and beat the living fuck out of me. I remember that so vividly. Mm-hmm. I remember that so... We were driving down Vine, and I remember that they pulled up, and they were... And I don't even know. I yelled something stupid.
Yeah.
Like, fuck you. Suck my dick. and my window was down, and I knew they were chasing us. Leanne didn't know they were chasing us. Her dad didn't know they were chasing us. Our daughters didn't know, but I knew they were coming after us. And I'm thinking, oh my God, what did I do? I just yelled something stupid out of a car window.
When to
I'm
people with my who fucking, are violent for a living.
Who like to be violent. And yeah. They pulled up next to us, like where cars park on the side. They pulled up right next to us. And they were just next to us. So the driver's side, I was in the back left. The driver's side was right up next to us. And the driver just looked at us, smiled, went, no. And I went, and I think they saw it on my face, like, I don't want this to happen either. And they just took off.
That's nice.
I remember, I got to give a shout out to those gangbangers for not killing me that night.
That's very nice of them.
And I'm telling you, that's why I don't like confrontation. Maybe a confrontation at all, because I always feel like it could escalate into...
It can.
Into that shit right there.
Should we go back to those comments or no? Memes, posts, any of those? Let's say, the way Tim laughs with that face when he agrees with Burnt's premise gets me every fucking time. Keep it high and tight, Jeans. All right, thanks, Steve Carlson. Bert, all religions are cults. Bert, 20 minutes later, I should start a religion. God, I love these two so much. That's from Pearl. Cody Vaught wrote, Bert is now openly arguing, why not just be delusional as a life philosophy?
By the way, I have thought about that a lot. Because yeah. I was like, what is wrong with me that I go, because it's so true. It's like, I keep thinking, thank God that fucking turned out. Oh, did you see that list?
Oh, the top 25 comedians of all time, 1 through 25, are Bert Kreischer.
Shout out to Chase Leppard.
He made that?
Chase Leppard is quick on the draw.
He makes great stuff.
Leppard really is. By the way, Chase Leppard, I'll give him another shout out, because I know he's going to rip this and put this on his Instagram, because he's good like that.
Yeah.
You mentioned something on a podcast, like, you know, one time I did this. Chase Leppard will find it, rip it, put it on his Instagram, and then I can post it and share it on mine.
Yeah.
My ass wax, my fuck, anything I've ever done, Chase Leppard has had the ability of finding immediately.
He won a BlackBerry when I had a promotion with BlackBerry.
He won a BlackBerry?
So, like, a year ago, maybe more, I just started reposting things from BlackBerry, like the phone. I'd be like, what an awesome phone. I just reposted it.
I remember
and
this. That,
and people
I
were like, what the fuck are you posting this?
I remember
like,
this.
I was like, because it's an awesome phone. And they were like, no, it's not. It's a piece of shit. And everybody got super mad. And then I kept posting it. And then BlackBerry was like, do you want a BlackBerry? And I was like, I'd love one. So they sent me one. And then they were like, can we partner with you? I was like, yeah.
Oh.
So I had a giveaway where I was like, hey, I forgot what the whole premise was. And he won the BlackBerry.
Dude, let's start a corporate partnership.
With?
Name it. Like, let's just decide we want to start a corporate partnership. And then they've got to, because we'll bully them into it.
Oh, that's a great philosophy.
I love that more than anything. I
what
did
about
that with
those like three-wheel cars? You know what I mean? You've seen those driving around?
Trikes.
Yeah, is that a trike?
A trike, you mean with two up front and one in back? Or one up front and two in back?
I think two up front, one in back. I see those riding around sometimes. What are those called?
I had, when I was doing Bert the Conqueror, the Fat Grizzly.
No,
dude. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, like that kind of shit, right? But I'm saying there's like a
I was
real,
thinking, you know what we should do?
There's like a car one where it's like
all you got to do, here's
like a cage around it.
This is how it works, okay? This is how a corporate, this is, let me start that over. This is how a corporate sponsorship works in today's day and age.
Tell me.
You find someone with not so much of a social media presence, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You then blow up their social media and say, like I tried to do it the other day with the NFL store, the NFL online store.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, what jersey would you wear for the rest of quarantine? And all of a sudden they've got like 4,000 replies. And the NFL store is like, wait, what? They only have 20,000 followers. I did it with Combos one time.
Yeah.
This is the best one I ever did. Was Combos came out with blue cheese and buffalo wing sauce combos.
Yeah.
And I was like, you've redefined my palate. I can't stop thinking of new flavors I want.
Hey guys,
send your new flavors you want for Combos. And then all of a sudden Combos hits me up and they're like, dude, thank you so much. Like, how can we repay you? And I was like, bro, I'm a fan. Just Combos.
Yeah.
And they sent me boxes and boxes of Combos. And that's all I wanted, was I wanted Combos. That's it. If you love a brand that doesn't have that much of a social media presence, then you find...
You know...
Fucking... Free water flip-flops. That's my flip-flops. I just hit them up. I love their flip-flops, and I just hit them up. And
which brings us to a great point.
Rolexes.
McLaren.
By the way... Oh.
I went over to Bert's house this morning.
I want you to go online. I want you to look at luxury cars with low. Just go on their Twitter. Luxury cars with low.
You're not gonna find it through a search. You're gonna have to spend the time doing it.
No, but with low end Twitters. Yeah, go on Twitter and type in, because you know what we could do?
What?
I wouldn't mind giving away a luxury car.
Yeah.
Get them to give us a car that we each drive for a week and then give it to a fan.
Yeah.
I would love that.
Yeah.
Because I don't want a luxury car. I have no interest in luxury cars. Yeah. It's so bizarre. Can I tell the story a little bit?
Sure.
Yeah, because I'm gonna talk all over you anyway. Tommy was supposed to have a meeting today and he didn't. His meeting was canceled and he was like, hey, I'm right by your house. He called and he was like, you want coffee? And I was like, wait, did I fuck up when Two Bears, One K-Bar? And so I went out and he was in a gorgeous.
Yeah.
This thing is
720S fucking, Spider. Yeah. McLaren.
It is wild. I'm saying like it is neighbor walks outside and walks around it a couple times. Gorgeous.
Yeah.
Which happened. My neighbor literally saw it, heard it and walked out and did a couple laps.
It's stunning. It's a stunning car.
It is amazing. And then he was like, you want to go for a ride? And I was like, I don't really care about this shit, but Leanne really does.
By the way, Leanne was screaming and cheering and clapping. Like
She turns into like primal.
Yeah.
It turns into like old Leanne.
She was like, woo! And she was kicking the fucking dash. I thought, at first when she screamed, I thought she was screaming like, oh my God, slow down. She was like, do that again.
Go get it, Tommy. Get it.
Yeah.
She fucking lost her shit. And so I'm sitting out front. Leanne and Tom go for a ride. And just pulling out the street, it was like, vroom! And I could hear Leanne go, woo! She goes, I was losing my muscles in that car, Bert. And they go for a ride. And George is like, is there a wild animal in front of our house?
And then George is like, by the way, like 6'3 now.
Yeah, I know. Georgia texts me and she's like, what's going on out there? Because she heard Leanne scream and Tom. Yeah. And I said, come outside. So Georgia comes outside and she goes, where's mom? And I said, mom's on a ride with Tom. And she's like, what? And then all of a sudden Tom pulls up and Georgia sees this car and loses her mind. She's like, because Georgia's 15. She turned 16 in like a week. Mm-hmm. And we've been looking at cars and she's like, oh my God. And then I go, why don't you go for a ride with Tommy? She was like, for real? Gets in the car. I wasn't in the car, but I will tell you, I wasn't in the car. Wait, I didn't know any of what happened. I just heard you cross a street.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God.
I zipped down to the stop sign and I was like, are you ready? She was like, yeah. And then I go up to the next light and I punch it. And I go, it's going to be fun. She goes, this is fun. Because she was more reserved. Like,
this is fun. And you're like, oh, we haven't even started yet.
I was like, oh, I go, you're going to feel this, though. So then we get to the on-ramp. And
that's what Leanne said. Leanne goes, the on-ramp, Bert. She goes, we went 0 to 40 in like less than a second.
It is. It's lightning fast. It's so fast. So then we're just like zipping around the freeway, always respecting the speed limit. And then I find an exit to get off and I was like, fun, right? She was like, that's so fun. This is Georgia. She goes, that's so fun. I was like, oh, I go, you think your dad would do it like this? And she was like, no. And I go, why not? I go, you don't think he would like to drive this? She goes, he wouldn't know where to go fast. And I go, wait, what? She goes, he would go fast in like a parking garage. And I go, really? And she goes, but then on the freeway, he'd be like, you never know when a car can come out.
I was laughing so hard. She's had me backseat driving her for so long and I drive her fucking nuts. I'm like,
oh my God. She said he would like hit something in a parking garage and on the freeway he'd be like, you never know when a car can come out.
I fill her up with the most useful driving knowledge.
Yeah.
Like I'll go, all right, see this guy over there with the tape on his rearview mirror? She's like, yeah. And I go, on a side mirror, I go, this guy doesn't give a fuck about life, okay? He broke off his window. He's not going to get it. His mirror is not going to get it fixed. He's just taped it on. This guy he's not looking for you. He's not looking for anything. He's just dealing with his breakup. So fuck this guy. She's like, how do you know this? I go, just look at him. It's what we do when you size up cars around you.
Yeah.
Like I go, okay, this car up here, it's a Range Rover, but it hasn't been washed in months. That's a fucking liberal woman who's against the environment, like for the environment. She has no idea how to drive a car. She doesn't deserve that fucking car.
You tell her this every time?
All the time. And so read people on the street based on their car and how they behave.
Sure. What would you have said if you were in another car and you saw me in that car?
I go, now that guy has a small dick. It's so funny because you
and you would have pulled up and I would just gone, it's true.
It's true. Yo, you know me, dog?
You're acting like you know me, homie.
Leanne left and I saw, and I knew that car. I know that guy, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, immediately I was like, do I have any want for a car like that? And I was like, no, but I don't know why I don't. And I wish I did know why.
It's so funny.
I know you and Joe love cars.
I love cars. I took Chris for a ride in the McLaren GT the other day.
Yeah.
And we were talking about how whenever you see one of these cars, you're like, and someone punches it, boom, drives it, you're like, what a fucking asshole. Always. You're always like, what a fucking asshole. And then he's like, but then as soon as you're in the car, you're like, this is a shit. Like, when you're in it and you're doing it, you're like, this is amazing. And then as soon as you step out and you see someone else do it, you're like, this guy's a prick.
Dude, it's so funny because I don't know what it is that I want that is the equivalent of that car. Like, I was trying to think of it today. I was like, it's so cool that you got into a position in life where, and it should be noted that you're not like dropping hundreds of thousands of dollars to drive this car.
No.
It's a
press car.
It's a press car.
Yeah.
But it's cool that you can leverage your hard work for a treat like that.
Experience. Yeah. That you're like, yeah.
And I was like, and it's even cooler for me to let Georgia, 2 weeks before she's about to turn 16, get in a car like that. It's like really cool.
It is cool.
But like, I don't technically care about cars. And I was like, what the fuck do I care about? Like, what do I care about? Like, remember when we first started talking about flying private? We're like, that would be so fucking amazing.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I love that, but it's not worth the money for me. So, like, it's not worth it for me.
Right.
What is the thing? I can't find it. I don't know what it is for me.
I don't know, man. I mean, those things, I think, just naturally come to you. I mean, there's always, like, you can go on any, like, social media, you see activities. Somebody's driving a car, going fishing, shooting guns, jumping out of planes. These are all adrenaline things, I guess. And it's like, some of them click with you and some don't.
Do you know what it is? This is going to sound so
some people
so
like pro
silly.
Wrestling, you know?
Some people do. By the way, I'm obsessed with this new thing, Dark Side of the Ring.
Oh, yeah?
It's so fucking good.
Well, on Vice?
On Vice, yeah. It's so fucking good.
I've heard it.
It's really done well.
People have told me about it.
Yeah. You don't think I get brought every... Dude, one of us steps in shit, we both smell it.
I know. Oh, I got to tell you this one.
That's a fucking brilliant... Did I just come up with that?
Wait, I got to tell you.
We're like the Corsican twins with internet drama.
So, Christina, ever since like the kids were even smaller... Especially Ellis. Ellis is now 4. When he was like 16 months, whenever she saw somebody, let's say, walking across the street where they shouldn't, or somebody smoking a cigarette, she goes, that's a dum-dum. And she would tell Ellis, that's a dum-dum right there. You know? And told him. So the other day, he's been taking night shits where he like, I put him to bed and then he'll come and be like, and this is like not too late, but I'm like, he's already supposed to be down for an hour. I'm like, what's up? He's like, I got to go poo-poo. And I'm like, all right. So I had been on the roof smoking a cigar.
Yeah.
And I go down. I'm like, all right. So he sits down. He takes his shit. And then I wipe him. And then he goes, what is that? And I go, what? And he goes, it makes like a big dramatic sniff. He goes, you don't smell that? And I go, it's probably your shit. And he was like, what's that smell? I'm like, oh, and I put together that it's the cigar. I go, oh, I was outside and somebody was burning something. And he goes,
you're lying to him like you're 4.
I know. I go, somebody was burning something. And he goes, was somebody smoking? And I go, I think so. And he goes, was it a dum-dum? And I go,
oh yeah, you have no idea.
I go, yeah, it was real dumb. And he's like, dum-dums. Shook his head.
That's a dum-dum.
It's a dum-dum.
Oh, I love that you lied back to him like you were 4. Oh, someone's building a fire of cigars out there.
There's a cigar burning session. Wait, what was the last thing you were going to say? You were going to say something else? Fuck. Yes, you were. I cut you off to tell you that. For once, I cut you off.
Does anybody
remember?
What were we talking about?
I don't know. You step in shit, wrestling, and then I was like, oh, I got to tell you this thing about
I don't know. It's something about, I don't remember. Dark Side of the Ring. One of us steps in shit. The other, we both smell it. That was, I just like that phrase.
I like that phrase too.
It's amazing because people always, like, that when that whole thing went down, every meeting I walked into, they're like, what's up with that? Or that, like, it's crazy too. Now everyone's coming to me like, how much did Rogan get? And I was like, I have no fucking idea. Like, what, like, I always just make up numbers in meetings and I just tell them. They're like, how much? And I go, $750 million. And they're like, what? And they're like,
per episode.
Yeah. They're like, how much was he getting per episode? And I was like, $150 million per episode. Like, I just make up numbers. Yeah. But I think that's the fun of this business.
Of course.
I mean, God damn it, Spotify keeps calling us.
We got to wrap.
Do we really?
Yeah.
What did we not talk about?
We didn't talk about Bert's football story, Bull Durham.
What's my football story?
I don't know. It's from last. There's no way you're going to prompt his memory. We got to run.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Hey, hold on. Did we forget anything? I feel like did we forget anything?
I don't know. You're going to announce some shows you're going to do soon?
No. Yeah, we're going to announce those soon. That's it.
New shirt.
Go to burt.com.
A whole bunch of new merch.
Ooh, that's what I want to talk about, the Two Bears, One Cave merch.
Yeah.
Those. Where do we get those? I want the tie-dye shirt.
They sold out.
Those are fucking awesome.
I know. There's a whole bunch of other new ones.
Can we do, when we do merch, can we get me one too? Because I love our merch.
Okay. Yeah, of course.
I love my merch too, but our merch is fucking awesome.
We'll do it. Merchmethod.com/TomSegura for all that other stuff. And the hats should be there soon. Bert, I love you.
I love you too, Tommy.
All right, bye guys.
Bert and Tom, Tom and Bert. One goes topless while the other wears a shirt. Tom tells stories and Bert's the machine. There's not a chance in hell that they'll keep it clean. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave. No scripts, a bit of booze, amateur partology. Dirty jokes, raunchy humor, no apologies. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave.